Okay, we'll, if you'll take your seats, we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order, our organizational meeting here. I'll give folks a second to take a seat. I think the majority of us are here. Most everyone's awake. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the roll, please.
Chairman Jones.
Here.
Vice Chair Moore.
Here.
Senator Ankeny.
Here.
Senator Cafaro. Senator Gauthier.
Here.
Senator Howard.
Here.
Senator Kerry. Senator Keenan.
Kerry.
Senator Lang.
Here.
Senator McNally.
Here.
Senator Olszewski.
Here.
Sorry. Senator Osmundson.
Here.
Senator Phillips.
Here.
Senator Sesso. Senator Smith.
Here.
Senator Wellborn.
Here.
Senator Whitford.
Here.
Senator Walken. Thank you.
Okay, a quorum is present. We just decided this morning to do our organizational meeting since we have to meet at 8 anyway, and that saves us trying to meet at a different time frame. So I guess we begin. I'll go ahead and have our staff members introduce themselves here.
Good morning. My name is Chris Wilkinson. I am one of the lead analysts for the fiscal division. I work in expenditures. I am your staff for Senate Finance and Claims. Anything anybody needs, please come and ask. I am down in room 114, which is down in the east side, and that's about it.
Good morning. My name is Julie Johnson, bill drafter and attorney. You will be seeing more of me as of day 67. For the first 66 days, I'm with House Appropriations. But if you need anything, I'm in room 122.
Okay, and our secretary?
Prudence Gilderoy, I'll serve as your secretary this year for Senate Finance and Claims.
Okay, and I would recommend that if you need any have any questions, we have a great staff. They've been doing this a long time, and so make sure you go and see them. I think the majority of the committee members all know each other, so we won't do a committee introduction. So with that, I'll go ahead. Chris, would you talk to us about some of the legal services and deadlines that our expectations are?
Julie's going to go over the deadlines with you.
Julie on the deadlines. All right.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure exactly which deadlines, because there are several deadlines, but the ones that I'll start off with are the last days to, or the deadlines for requesting bills. The last day to request a general bill or a resolution would be on legislative day 12, which is going to be the January 17th. The last day to request a revenue bill is January 24th. The last day to request an appropriation bill is March 1st. Would you like me to go over transmittal deadlines as well?
No, I think we're all right on transmittal. Just some amendments, some expectations you have on amendments.
So we're going to be posting hearings notices 3 days in advance. I did email everybody a one-week schedule. I'll try and keep emailing you schedules in advance so you know what's going to be going on here. Julie and I will be preparing any amendments you need, and the more notice we have on that, the better. So in as much in advance as you can give us, we'd be more happy with that. We would like to discourage conceptual amendments. Those occasionally get us into difficulty. So if you can just let us know what you're thinking, we'd be glad to help you with whatever you need. And we would really encourage you to do it in advance, please.
Okay. Also in your brochures, you should have the motions to be used in committees. Most of you have been here a long time, but it'll give you the ideas of the motions we use while we're doing committee business. If you haven't been familiar, take a chance and take some time to familiarize yourself with that. There's also the adopted guidelines to electronic devices. Effectively, just be respectful. That's my argument there is be a little respectful with the electronic devices. If you're using them for note-taking or research during the time frame. I also would like to get, we're going to send a handout sheet around, and I'd like to get your cell phones so we can contact folks once in a while. We'll end up, in particular early on, this committee will often meet upon adjournment of the floor. It saves us from having night meetings. So especially early on, we don't have a scheduled slot because our subs all meet in our slot from 8 till noon. So we are not a scheduled slot, and I prefer not coming in at night if we can get around it. So when the floor gets done at 1:30, which it often does real early in this, just like last year, we'll meet upon adjournment to do what business we have early on. Normally, the House Bill 2 is on the House side. So other than subcommittee business, Senate Finance and Claims usually doesn't have a lot of work to do until the second half when we get the appropriations bill. And so we'll keep you notified of that. Sometimes when we meet upon adjournment, we end up moving rooms. We often end up in the Supreme Court chamber if this room is busy. So you'll have to pay a little bit of attention to that. This is a fiscal committee. So you'll hear me say over and over again when people come and testify, I have no interest in hearing the bill again. We're not a policy committee. And so the policy is debated somewhere else. And so if the bill hasn't been heard anywhere else and we're its first hearing, then we'll have some leeway on listening to policy. But we're a fiscal committee. So what we discuss is fiscal notes and whether they can fit within our budget. So the sponsors will be requested to speak to their fiscal notes. The questions should be on matters of a fiscal nature, not on a policy nature, to the extent possible. And I realize there's got to be some flex there, but we don't need to rehear every bill. That's why we have policy committees. There is a set, and we handed out a set of rules of procedure. Most of you are veterans of this, but somewhere in here, buried in my stack as well, there's a procedure rule. But it's effectively, you can review it on your own. It's what you're used to, which is the hearing process, the presiding officer, you know, the process we will follow, proponents, opponents, informational, the right to redefine an informational if they decide to err on one side or the other. Time limits on big wills will be used. They will be equal. They will be set for both sides, and we will be respectful with it. But we do use time limits, especially when we get extremely busy. Again, so you can see the rules of procedure, the hearing processes, you know, the witnesses, what our expectations are on signing in, et cetera, and just general that we need to have a quorum to start. You know, our communication device is off. Otherwise, we'll get to have some donuts on you, usually on me. Our executive sessions. I won't go through this in detail. Most of you have been here, but you can take a look at your rules of procedure. Proxies, we'll hand proxy forms around. I imagine both the R and the D will want to do proxies. I would like to suggest up front that you sign three proxies. On our side, I'd like the our side to get their proxies in here to Senator Moore. And sign three of them. And if you're gone, make sure you get the information to him on how you want to be voted on bills. And I would assume, Mary, are you doing the vice chair thing? I'm Senator Cafaro. What is your expectations and proxies for your guys?
Give me your proxies, that's all.
You'll find Mary's much easier to deal with in the mornings. Till she wakes up. Snack fund. I think we'll correct $10 from everybody and hand it to the center for a snack fund. I think we'll go ahead and try to get that taken care of today. So if we pass that to Prudence there, send your $10 in. If you don't have it, get it to her later. Future schedules. Again, it'll be posted 3 days in advance. We have a joint training session this morning and where we're going to go through the budget analysis and have some discussions of where we're going to begin with. We won't adopt any business on that. It's a training session, but discussions of where we're at and where our starting motions will be for the subcommittees. We also have a joint meeting again tomorrow morning, a work group meeting on House Bill 3, where we will meet with House Appropriations a second time to discuss and work through House Bill 3. We'll talk to you more details about why we're doing that in the next session. But I just wanted to get touched on organizational. So with that, is there any other questions on organization that Chris, you feel we need to bring
the
up?
The only other thing I'd mention is the emergency procedures. If we have an emergency here, you're meeting, you leave the building, we take everybody in the room with us, and we go out into the far corner over by the Historical Society. And so that is something we try and mention to everybody. We hope we don't need it, but just in case.
What are the Historical Society? Okay, is there any other discussions we need at the organizational meeting? Okay, you know, we try to run finance and claims fairly efficiently and stay on task so we're not here all night. And so with that in mind, is we'll try to, when we've asked the questions over and over again on the on an issue and we're getting the same answer, I'm going to discourage folks to extend hearings till endless hours asking the same question over and over, etc. We do try to do our work in a efficient manner and move forward as quickly and as effectively as possible while making sure that folks do have due process. So with that, is there anything for the good of the order that folks want to bring up? In that case, I'll consider us organized and we'll get ourselves, give the joint committee a chance to seat. We'll be back in at 8 o'clock here. We just need to get the rest of the committee seated so we can begin our first joint training. Thank you. Our first joint